Thing that we can say about George W. Bush and all the people in the U.S. government that have been involved in this massive cover-up, the very kindest thing we can say is that they were aware of the impending attacks and let them happen. Now, some people will say that's much too kind. However, even that is high treason and conspiracy to commit murder.
Anyone in the government should be held accountable for 9/11.
Who's to be held accountable? I think it's pretty clear. The President of the United States, George W. Bush, who failed to exert leadership at a key moment in the nation's history. The Vice President of the United States, Richard Cheney, who was in charge of a committee to deal with the terrorism issue and wouldn't meet with it before September the 11th happened.
Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, who cut money out of the terrorism budget the day before September 11th. The National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, Stephen Hadley, who held back the plan to do anything about Al-Qaeda for 9 months during the months that something could have been happening. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, which muffed its investigation of what was going on in terrorist circles.